2008 has been an exciting year for the Port Augusta community, with Port Augusta Reimagines holding various performances and workshops throughout the year. One of the highlights being the Yarnbulla Festival. Yarnbulla showcased Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander music, art, dance, comedy and film, with workshops held to develop local talent in each of these art forms. I asked Artistic Director Diat Alfarink how the community responded to the workshop program.
I think they grabbed them and you know, held on to it and wanted to run with it, and I think that shows the passion and the energy in the community to create positive things, which is what a festival is about. And I think the lead up to it is also a main part of creating a festival. It's the build up. Yeah.
One of the highlights was the opening ceremony, which featured 200 school students carrying handmade lanterns across the old bridge just after sunset. For community members Nolene Lester and Vince Coulthard, it was a memorable moment.
Watching the lanterns come over the bridge, all lit up, and just walking along the path on the foreshore in Port Augusta, just watching the kids' faces and reactions to all those beautiful lanterns, just everything was happening on the foreshore, and it was great to be a part of it. It was definitely a first for Port Augusta, so definitely a proud moment, especially for the Port Augusta community.
Just to see the large numbers of people gather at the foreshore and just feeling the vibes bounce off, I mean the energy bounce off those people down there was just overwhelming.
The festival was considered to be one of the major community events for the year-long celebration Port Augusta Reimagines. I asked Diat how important it was to have community involvement.
To have community involved at every level is really important, to have that ownership, I think, in the, you know, the flag making or the performing or the, you know, the helping out as production or, you know, all of that sort of involves people, then, you know, recording, making the music, all of that. It's part of people owning something that is about them and for them.
The Yarnbulla Festival was presented by Amawara Media, and their director, Vincent Coulthard, said that the workshops made a big difference to the lives of those who participated.
Yeah, people are on a real high from the whole weekend. I think it's, I mean, there's still members out in the community that's still pretty much, you know, feeling that way. They're on a real high. Some of the young artists that have gone through the workshops, they're still on a high. They still haven't come down from cloud nine.
The weekend festival was a huge success, with great comments from performers, artists and community members who were involved. With everything over for the 2008 Yarnbulla Festival, I asked Diat what was the biggest achievement of the festival.
I think if people walked away and said, let's have another one, that's an achievement, you know, because it means that people, they want these opportunities. And well, they need these opportunities, you know. This is too many negative things happen in our lives and put us down as a people. So festivals are about being proud and strong, and in a town like Port Augusta, it's crucial to the well-being of the nation if we as a people are united and showcase and come together to, you know, promote who we are as people, because that only shows how we are as human beings, and that's about sharing and giving, you know. That's what a festival is. It's about sparking the imagination, it's about creating opportunities for people, and it's about owning culture and you know, respecting each other and carrying on that into the future. And obviously that involves more festivals and more celebrations. But I think it's necessary and it's crucial to our well-being as a people.